to episode 5 of The Rift, July 26th, 2010. My name is Arithian.
And this is Deskis.
So, Desi, how's your week been?
Very busy.
Busy how?
My manager is preparing to go on vacation, and we're having the biggest sale we ever have in the frame shop.
Yep. Lucky you.
I do custom framing, and we're already behind. Her vacation started yesterday.
Oh, man. I'm glad I'm almost my own boss, kind of, sort of.
Lucky you.
Oh, I think my week's been pretty good. I've not really had too much to actually fiddle with. Well, actually, no, I've been working a lot on some of the audio for the podcast, and that has been driving me partially insane, but, yeah, pretty good.
You've been doing a lot of reading, I hear.
I have been, because one of my favorite manga sites is closing down, and so I've been trying to catch up on the ones that I've always said I'll read it later. Later.
Gotta love the word later. It's just like soon.
Yes, should be trademarked. So anyway, moving on to Rift. So on Monday 19th,
we saw a great video released on Massively. It's a dev diary on the soul and class system. It gives a great clarification on how the class system works, and I've watched it about 5 times.
Wow. Me too.
I think you've watched it more.
I think I have too. I thought it was really good. Yeah. Okay, so Abigail had a great sit down this week for lunch with Simon Finch, who answered a heap of questions from the official forums, and they're a great read, so be sure to check that one out.
MMORPG also had a great article on an in-depth look at the Death Rifts.
Yeah, it is a good read.
Death Rifts.
I know, I'm like,
I love it.
So overall, this week has been really good for information, and we'll have all of the links up in our podcast notes, as usual.
Today we have Abigail joining us for a relaxed chat, but remember she is also a guest for the IRC Dev Chat, so make sure to check out the IRC chat logs over at Talara Central, not to mention the wikified version of Talarapedia.
Yep, the Talarapedia version always has like the links so you can go and see other things that have been talked about.
It's really
about.
Well organized.
It really is. I like it. So anyway, on to the interview. So Cindy, one of the questions that we'd really like to ask is, what do you do on a day-to-day basis around the office?
That's a good question. And community managers get asked that kind of thing a lot. You know, some people think we just read the forums all day and then we don't do a whole lot else. But at a good company, a community manager is really, really busy. It's my job to be basically the link between the community that's playing the game, or in our case, that will play the game, and the development team. And that involves a lot of different things. I mean, some of the things that you all see me involved in are things like the IRC chats, these podcasts, the dev Q&As, the dev lunch interviews. I also work a lot with our marketing and PR team and work with them about the flow of information and scheduling what's going to be released when, so that I can be providing things to the community along with what's being released to the press. I work on events. Right now I'm working on the Cologne event that'll be taking place during that game conference.
Oh, I so wish we were there.
And it looks like we're probably going to plan a little something for PAX as well, so I've started working on that. And then there are all the meetings, lots and lots of meetings to be taking information back and forth. And so I have a pretty full day. In fact, I usually put in a couple hours in the evening, too. I'm pretty much a workaholic. I think that's a requirement for being a community manager, because everyone I know that's in this field works long, long hours, but really, really enjoys it. I mean, I'm having a ball here, and I wouldn't want to be doing anything else.
So you're sort of like the facilitator between, like, the community, the devs, sort of like, is that what you are? That would sum it up pretty well? You sort of, like, facilitate communication from the fans to the developers and everything?
Yes, between the fans and the developers and the fans. You know, these guys work just ungodly hours sometimes, and they really don't have time to sit and read through every thread on the forum. So that's one of the things that I try to do is send them different links and different threads and say, you know, hey, you might want to jump in and answer this question. I put out a report each week that tells them what's going on in the community, what are the hot topics going on the forums. And then I'm sure you've all noticed that a lot of our devs have been on the forums the last few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Making that's posts, great. Introducing themselves. And they'll do that more and more as they have time. like I said, that's kind of it has to be kind of a side thing for them. You know, their number one priority is actually making the game.
Which I don't think any of us hold against them at all. Because, nope. You know, the more they spend on the game, the more we, you know, the quicker we're going to get to play it. So
I'm right there with you. The main thing lately is I've been going to a lot of meetings. I go to meetings about the beta. I go to meetings with marketing and PR. I get to go to the meetings with all of the dev team and the leads. And it's really cool because I'm already getting the kind of visibility that a community really needs. You know, I'm in all of those meetings where as things come up, I can be there and say, well, this is what the community says about it, or this is how the community feels as a whole. I can also come back to the community with things from the team and say, you know, hey, they're wondering, you know, what you guys think about this. And we can have some really good two-way communication that way. So I'm really excited about that. It's you know, not always the funnest thing to be in meetings all the time, but I'm so glad that I'm there. I'm really glad that this team has just opened all the doors to the community. It's really exciting.
It is really good. I think all of the interaction we've had so far has been very positive and like feedback-wise, as well as the willingness to answer as many questions as we've got. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Yeah, that's been really exciting. And that's what takes up a lot of another part of my day, is taking care of things like the dev Q&A, the lunch interviews, all of those types of things. I mean, it sounds like, oh, you just went to lunch with somebody. You know, how hard is that? But it's, you know, it's a matter of getting the questions first, getting them all organized, sitting down and having the lunch and recording it. And then I get to transcribe it, which is like my least favorite part of the job. I am not a transcriptionist.
Are you much of a typer?
I'm okay. You know, I mean, I do all right. I just, it's just so hard to sort through a whole, you know, hour's worth of tape and try to pull out the good parts and remember everything that was said and how it was said. So
I used to two-finger type before I started playing EverQuest. And because, as you can tell, I talk a lot.
How can you two-finger type?
That's all I could do when I first...
You're like my poor mother. She pecks the keys.
I'd never learned to type. I went from Australian schooling to German schooling back to Australian, and I managed to miss every typing class that every school offered. And so I two-finger typed until I'd been in EverQuest about 2 years, and I could touch type because I needed to type so much because I talked.
I think MMOs have improved the typing skills of people everywhere.
Yeah, it's true.
And they say they're bad for you.
I know.
So you do your dev meetings over lunch. Do you get to go anywhere nice for lunch?
Well, when I do these dev interviews, I go to lunch then. That's really about the only time I go out to lunch. Most of the time, lunch is running downstairs to the sandwich shop and bringing something back to my desk.
Busy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I spend a lot of time just on the forums, on other people's forums, reading them and seeing what's being said and what questions are being asked. And just working with the whole community team to try to come up with things we want to put on Facebook and things that we want to publish to the community. We're talking a lot about future contests and events and things like that. So lots and lots of things in the planning stages.
Here's a random question. How do you think Facebook has helped or hurt getting more information out to the community?
Good question. I'm not sure if it's done a whole lot with getting out communication to the people who are already in our community. But what we're hoping to find is that we're bringing in a lot of people to the community from Facebook. That's why, you know, I always try to remember to like the articles and from time to time, I'll make a post on my own Facebook saying, hey, look what's going on over here on the Talara page. Just trying to let people know virally that, you know, hey, we're here. This is what we're doing. Come take a look.
Yeah.
So I kind of see Facebook more as an outreach type of thing than I do something for the community itself. Now, they do work together really well, and there are things that we can put on Facebook that sometimes are a little bit better there than they are on the forums. So we do a lot of cross-pollinating type of stuff. We try to plan this stuff out way ahead of time, but it doesn't always work. I mean, the main goal at Tryon is to make the game. So Sometimes my requests don't make it to the top, but you know, like I said, they've been very good about getting me everything I need and everything that we need for the community. I just have to always understand that, you know, making the game comes first.
True. And you know, I don't think any of the fans actually resent that. No. I think they like it. Well, you did mention contests. I heard contests.
Yes.
What sort of contests?
Oh, you're going to hate it, but I can't tell you yet.
Can we do a drawing contest?
Yeah, she can draw.
We are certainly talking about that.
I would never enter a contest, though, because...
You should do a cosplay contest, because you could do a cosplay contest.
A what?
Cosplay. I'm actually dressing up as... going to make a costume once we get to see more characters.
Ah, that sounds interesting.
You just don't get a laugh at my costume. Because I'm short, so most MMO characters are tall.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like your days.
Yeah, most of the time it's pretty fun. It's, you know, I get to hang out with the devs and talk to them. And, I mean, that's, I've said this before, I'm a gamer first. So just being there and getting to see all of this happen, I mean, it's like being on a movie set to me, you know. Lucky. I get to hear them all talking about the things that they're doing. Then I get to come home and play and submit my own feedback and then go back in the next day and hear them talking about the different feedback and then see that implemented. And it's just really an exciting process.
Question, t-shirts and stuff. I mean, I know that usually you get like little figurines and stuff sometimes, but I think it would be a great idea to have t-shirts as a pre-order thing.
Yeah, maybe.
The Rift logo is really cool. So.
Yeah, I love the Rift logo. Yeah.
Yeah, so. We're definitely talking about that too. You know, we know that our community is really excited and really wants some of these type of things, but we just really have to work out the best timing.
I just got a really funny image in my head. You should totally make a bumper sticker. I'd put it on my Camaro.
And what should it say?
I don't know, just the Rift logo.
Yeah, just the Rift logo.
That's not a bad idea.
It's a really creative logo, so.
Yeah, a Rift bumper sticker would be awesome. You could put it on your bumper and people would have to get close. They could see Rift Plains of Talara.
They'd have to catch me first.
Yeah, true. So, Abby, what's new for you in the actual game world when you go and play? Like, what have you done lately that's new for you?
Well, I just finished a zone called Gloamwood Pines. I know you've heard about it already, and you're going to be hearing a lot more about that in the coming week or so. It was just a wonderful zone. It was really just charming. There are lots of different things going on in there. There's a little town called Gloamwood Pines that has all kinds of crazy things going on that are going to really surprise you when you get there. But probably the most fascinating thing I have seen lately is a Rift Planar Invasion.
Ooh.
I was in Gloamwood Pines, and I had just logged on, and I looked at my map, and it showed that there was a rift right by the town. And then I noticed all of these little flags all around, and I thought, well, what are those? I haven't seen those before. And when I went and looked, in those places, there were little groups of mobs that had actually come out of the rift and were now coming through the town, killing the citizens. Wow.
So they actually came out.
Yes, yeah, they were all around the town. And so I started fighting them, and they weren't too awfully difficult. At my level, I was able to take two or three of them at a time. I was a couple levels higher than they were. So I thought, well, I'll take care of this. I shouted in channel, and I said, you know, hey, is there anybody that can come help me here? Anybody want to come help me close this rift? And there was nobody on around my level at that time. Aww. So I thought, well, I'll give it a shot. And I went and I killed a couple groups of these mobs. And that wasn't too difficult. Finally worked my way to the rift. And it was just impossible. There was no way to do it by myself and nobody to help me.
Aww.
And so I finally had to just give up and thought, okay, you know, hopefully some other people will come on later and we can do this. So I went ahead and logged off in a little while. I came back the next morning and lo and behold, there were even more little flags everywhere. Since no one had closed the rift, the invasion kept coming.
Oh, that is awesome. Where is Gloamwood? Is Gloamwood a Defiant city? Or
No, this is, I'm playing Guardian right now.
Okay.
So this one is Guardian. And I was just blown away. I was so disappointed that there was nobody there to help me. That's why I keep saying I can't wait till you guys are in beta too, because I want people to play with.
Oh, speaking of beta, Cindy, when is beta?
Didn't we cover that already?
Damn.
Once again, no dates yet, but we're getting there.
Oh, well, you know, I have to try. It's what I do.
I expect nothing less of you.
But that sounds fantastic that it actually, like, it really keeps going if you don't stop it.
Now, they turned that feature off the next day, aww, so I don't know quite how it would have ended up if no one had ever come along. They had actually turned it on a little early, I think, just to test some things out. So I'm really looking forward to coming across that again when I have some people to help me. Oh, and the other experience I had this week that was just incredible, uh-huh, was I was killing mobs in this kind of a mine area. You know, it was kind of a pit type, mm-hmm, of a thing. Not a mine like a cave or anything. Gosh, what's the
kind
word?
Kind of like a quarry?
Yes, that's it. Okay, so I was making my way down into this quarry, killing mobs. And doing fine, pulling one or two at a time, sometimes three, and having to run, but, you know, staying with it.
That's part of the fun.
And all of a sudden, I'm in the middle of this big fight, down to about a third of my health, and I look up, and here is this huge giant lumbering towards me. And, I mean, he was huge. I think I came up to maybe his knee or something. And the movement was just incredible. I mean, it looked like a real giant. And he came up and he aggroed on me, and oops, I thought, all right, I'll give it a try. And of course, he wiped the floor with me. And I was just so stunned. I went into channel and I was, oh my gosh, this giant just came along and killed me. And turns out at that point, Scott Hartzman was there in the zone at the same time. So he came over and we buffed up and got ready, and we went in and killed the giant. And it was such a fun experience. It was really cool because the giant was higher level and something that I couldn't do by myself, but he wasn't so high that nobody could touch him. I mean, mm-hmm, with a group, with the two of us, and again, we were probably just a little bit higher than the rest of the mobs in that zone.
Yeah.
But we were able to take that giant. So anyone in that zone, a group, would be able to do it.
Oh, that is awesome. I like
so that. It was really exciting. I can't wait for you guys to see this.
What class are you playing at the moment? Like in all of these experiences, what have you been playing?
Well, this one is my solo character, and uh-huh, she's a ranger with Blade Dancer Soul on top, ooh, of that. And it's been so much fun because I can play from a distance and I can play close up too. It's really nice. I have a pet. And so my pet starts attacking and I start shooting with my arrows. And then, you know, when the mob occasionally turns their aggro towards me, then I'm able to just slice and dice and finish them up. And I just love it. Now, I also have another character that I'm playing. I'm playing an elementalist warlock. And that's, ooh, my grouping character that I play with my husband. We duo the whole time.
That sounds like fun.
So, yeah, it's been fun playing, you know, part melee, part caster, part... You know, I've had the chance to experience a lot of different things. Now, my next character, I'm going to go back and do Defiant. So, I'm kind of back and forth. I still haven't decided which one I'm going to play when the game's released. So I figure I'll sample everything while we're in beta.
It's probably a good idea. And then you'll know.
Yeah.
I actually have a question about the class system. I think I was a little confused about it until the Massively video came out on the 19th. I had mistaken how you unlocked the roots. I thought you got them from just equipping a soul. But is it correct that the more points you spend in your tree means the more abilities you unlock in the roots?
Right, that's correct. Okay. When you first get your soul, it's got one or two new abilities with it that, uh-huh, come right with the soul. And then if you want to add more, you have to start adding your points into it. And it's really kind of a challenge, but it's really fascinating to me, too, because you're not just picking between a couple of different things anymore. You have this whole smorgasbord. You know, once you get, yeah, three souls, you've got three different places to decide what you want. So it's kind of challenging deciding, you know, hey, You know, where do I want to be strongest? Where do I want my best abilities? What kind of fighter do I want to be? But it's so much fun because then once you've got that all figured out, you have more than just one standard way of playing. You can switch back and forth. And I love the fact that they're easy to switch in and out. So if I don't like what I've done, I can go respec and try a different way. And I just love the whole system.
So it's not really just a variation like, you know, we might have been used to in different games. It's more of like completely different elements of that type of scout class that we can then take and combine and mix and match and see what we want the best of.
Yeah, absolutely. I've never played anything like it. I've never experienced this kind of challenge or this kind of fun just messing with my class.
Well, I know we're looking forward to it. So,
and, you know, I've just been having a really, really good time playing. When I'm here at the office, I just, you know, I do my work with the community. I do my work with the teams. But I kind of try to stay away from things like the bug reports and that sort of stuff and try to enter into the game when I go home just like a regular player instead of knowing any of the inside information. And I've just enjoyed it so much. If I were not working here, I would be still signing up for a pre-order copy. That's how much I like the game.
Oh, that is awesome. I'm sure you'd still be lurking around the forums, too.
Of course. Hey, our forums are the best.
We have the
greatest people in our community. And yes, I would hang out there even if I didn't work here.
Aww.
Actually, I did hang out there before I worked here. I just didn't say much.
Hey, I've got a question about that. Are the forums going to be live once the game goes live? Like, are you keeping the official forums?
Yeah, as far as I know, that's the plan. I haven't heard anything differently. So yeah, we'll still be around. Actually, in IRC today, somebody asked me if we were going to continue the same type of interaction after launch, and that's definitely my plan.
Yay!
It was really wonderful to get in here early and get to meet all of you community leaders and get involved with all of this stuff before things got too crazy. So now by the time launch comes around, maybe we'll all be in a routine and we'll all know what we're doing and we can just grow with the product.
I like that idea. I like the routine. I'm hoping that, you know, eventually I'll get myself into a routine as well.
Here's a fun one. How is your gaming area set up at home?
Well, pretty boring, actually. I have my desk across from my husband's desk, and we both have our computers set up so that we can play together. We've played MMOs together since we met, so we have just a little area for that, and it's kind of boring, really. I don't do anything but play at this computer. You could usually find a couple of soda cans and things like that sitting around, but nothing fancy for me. My husband's got two monitors, but I still just have one monitor, and it probably doesn't look much different than anybody else's setup. You guys have a fancy one? Who's got a fancy one?
Ari does.
Well, I'm about to. Well, we usually have a fairly fancy setup. We have like a whole room with a big TV and, you know, but we're actually, because we just moved house, we've just purchased two.
It's a lot larger.
Yeah, it's a lot bigger. We have just purchased two L-shaped glass tables that we'll be putting downstairs where it's nice and cool so that the computers that we're buying, which are huge and will generate a lot of heat, won't have to, like, you know, it's a big open area downstairs, so it's not going to overheat us as much. And we're going to put the desks in, like, make a horseshoe out of them and have the TV over the fireplace so that we can both see the TV at the same time that we play.
You should get a small additional desk for guests.
Well, actually, because of the way it's set up, you'll be able to sit right next to me.
Yeah, normally I'm like at their old house, I'd be sitting on the ground with my laptop, but then I started playing on her desktop when she got a gaming laptop.
Yeah, but, which I still have.
Yeah.
But now I'm getting a new desktop. And I just bought...
This thing is redonkulous. That's a stupid word, but that just suits this mouse.
The mouse? I just bought the Razer Naga. And it's got like 12 buttons on the side, as if they're like your 12 keypad buttons. Your 12, you know, the number keys. So you can just access them with your thumb, but I've currently fractured my thumb, so I can't use it.
You might want to practice with this. I don't want you healing me. But yeah,
and that's our setup, kind of.
Yeah,
I guess.
But mine's next to the TV, which is always playing bad company right now. My gaming desktop doesn't have internet right now, so
no.
That's not good.
Oh, we have to come fix that, don't
yeah.
we?
Yeah. I think I'm just going to get a cord, though, and not hook it up to the wireless. That it's just sounds anyway. Bad idea.
So, but it works for you, your gaming setup, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I work here a lot, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, usually when I come home in the evenings, you asked me about my day earlier. It's kind of funny. I've kind of fallen into a routine of during the day I do community development stuff. So I'm doing things to help promote the community, help build the team, help, you know, introduce the team to the community, those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And then usually when I come home in the evening, that's when I do catching up on the forums and answering instant messages and the real nitty gritty community management kind of stuff. So yeah, it's my workstation and my gaming station at the same time.
Oh.
You know, it's funny. I mentioned that my husband and I have played MMOs together since we first met, long mm-hmm. before we were married. And we get along very well. We have a really good relationship. And I had a friend of mine, after we had been married several months, this friend of mine who is not a gamer, she never plays games. I do actually have non-gamer friends. No, it's hard to believe.
Oh, I do,
but,
yeah.
she said to me, well, do you guys ever argue? Do you ever fight? And I said, well, yeah, sometimes. And she said, okay, tell me, what are some of the things you've argued about? And I said, well, sometimes he likes to just run right through a zone and I want to explore. And sometimes he loots more than I do. And I think I should be looting as well. And one time we had a big fight because we were both playing the same game and we only had one disc for it. So had to buy another disc. And she was just hysterical. She says, she goes, really? That's all you guys ever argue about is gaming?
Maybe that's the solution to people that don't get along.
That's like the simplest form of marriage counseling ever. Buy an MMO.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I have to admit, usually my husband and I, we have the occasional spat, but it's always usually game oriented.
Yeah.
Why did you run into that? You knew I couldn't heal you through four of those.
I think that's me and yours only fight too. It's because of the game.
She does that all the time. She runs in, she pulls like 8 mobs, and she's like, oh, you can keep me alive, Ari.
No, I try not to get other people killed. I'm pretty good at that. I suddenly gain situational awareness then. But I've killed mass parties before. That's because they were helping me level, and they thought that they were too good for the zone. And so they're just standing there, and suddenly they came back to the computer, and their character was dead. I'm like,
I didn't mean to.
I'm hiding in the corner. I'm still alive. I didn't lose experience.
But yeah, it's probably one of the only things I argue with my husband about.
True.
But yeah, we really, I mean, our whole courtship was spent playing MMOs together. It was,
Aww.
You know, when we were first together, he was in Spain and I was here. And so we would log on and play, we'd fire up Skype and log on and play games together. And it was wonderful.
I know how that works.
I never did find me a gamer. Well,
you did.
I didn't find me an MMO gamer.
No, oh, what's he play?
He plays Modern Warfare a lot, but right now he's been playing Bad Company. But, yeah, I'm not... I tried to play shooters this week. It didn't work. I died a lot.
Yeah, I'm not much of a shooter.
Me either.
Gamer either.
I can't move. I like being able to zoom in and out of my character. And in shooter games, you're in your character, which means I run into a lot of things.
I do that all the time.
I'm just like, I can't jump. Can't crouch. I'm confused. But anyway...
You know, I actually got an IM today from somebody saying, please have an event in Kansas.
Yes, yes.
Well, you know, I would love to do that. I really hope that things go well and they go the way we hope. And we can start doing an event every few months all around the country like I did with the fanfares.
We'll help you arrange one in the middle because, you know, it's in the middle.
Okay, in I'll take you up on that.
People might be willing to drive because it'd be less of a drive for more people all the way around.
Yeah.
Well, when I did the fanfares, I tried to do an East Coast, West Coast, Central. You know, I tried to rotate them so that hopefully it would be near different people each time, mm-hmm. you know.
I think that's a good idea.
I hope we can do that again.
I'd definitely love it.
I'd love to. I'd really love to do that.
And they were great. They were like one big party mm-hmm. where everybody got to just get together and talk about their game. And
do you normally do them on weekends or are they longer events?
When I did them then, they were Friday night and all day Saturday is how they would go.
I can do that.
Well, it was great to have you.
Thank you so much for coming and talking to us today, Abby. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. I really appreciate all the work that you two put into this, and you've done a great job, and the community loves it.
Aww. That's a lot of fun.
Well, we hope so. Well, we hope we get to do this again soon.
Definitely.
Well, I'm planning on next week.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
So it's always great to chat with Abby. I can't wait to try the game out myself. I've been leaning towards my healer class again, even though I said I wasn't going to do that. But I'm really liking the idea of it. So
she wants to be able to heal me.
Yeah.
You know that's it.
It's not.
Come on. I swear. I'm doing lots of PvP. I need your help.
What are you leaning towards?
I actually think I'm going to try out a melee with metal of some kind, protecting me, not leather.
Like a warrior type?
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. It. But who knows? I'm probably going to go back towards my
roguey-esque
thing, but I'm not very good at it.
Hey, but it's fun. Yes, well, yes, you're good when you don't play tank with your
I'm rogue. Good at avoiding things.
Oh, God, you're good at avoiding things. Next week, we're going to be talking to Joshua Kurtz, one of the class designers for Rift, and he's going to answer some questions for us, so we're looking forward to that as well.
Sad to say that beta is still soon.
Trademark.
Trademark, yeah. One day we'll get an answer and then we can cheer when Yay. It's far, far, far away down the line. But
soon.
We're getting closer. Well, it's getting better.
People might have heard us mention Cardis a couple of times. He helps us a lot with questions and things. And we've actually officially added him to the podcast team.
He's come to the dark side.
Yes, he has come to the dark side. So we'd just like to welcome him on board. And he's going to be helping us with questions a lot more, which is great.
Because God knows we need the help. Sadly, it's that time again. Don't forget to go to the site, riftpodcasts.com. We will also have all of our relevant links up in our show post, and we hope you enjoyed the podcast.
Don't forget, you can contact us via email at riftpodcast@gmail.com, through the comments that are on the site when we put up the post, or via the contact form. And thank you to everybody who actually does stop by and comment. This is Erythian.
And this is Deskus.
We hope to have you with us next week.